Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Barney Kramer. He is president of strategic management and an experienced leadership trainer and coach who gives us his insights into the current and growing leadership crisis and what it takes to meet these challenges. So, welcome, Barney.
Hi, Stacey. It's a pleasure being with you this morning.
It is a pleasure being with you, too. Let's talk about this big challenge in the growing leadership crisis. What is it for most businesses?
Well, summarized, it's the lack of time. But quite frankly, what's the underlying issue in all of that is the lack of leadership in most businesses today. And that's what I'd like to talk about is to, number one, where we're at in that aspect, and number two, how we can how we got to that position, and then talk about some solutions to it. So, briefly, research indicates that the majority of leaders today aren't qualified to lead, and I know that's a painful pill to swallow for most. The studies often indicate that that can be as high as 70%, and some of the other studies that look at employee engagement indicate that that can be as low as 30%, and both of those studies came from different perspectives. So it's clear to me that the fact that they add up to 100% is probably no coincidence. It gives some real validity to those particular studies. We know that profit margins for most are shrinking, and many are finding survival to be problematic. Some of the other challenges that business leaders face today are the rapid speed of technology changes, government regulation and compliance burdens, increasing tax burdens, the cultural and diversity, different generations in the workforce today, and a whole host of other issues. And all of those could add up to a real, the temptation to excuse a business failure. Compounding the matter is the fact that some of the larger think tanks have found in the last decade that the workload for most leaders is probably 50% more than it's ever been. And, of course, that ends up resulting in how in the world am I ever going to get what I need to do done? And, in fact, we're drowning in information and theories about the right thing to do and who to listen to. Books, and information everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I think it's instructive for all of us to understand how we got to the position we're in. And that has to do with a little bit of a historical analysis. And over the years, the men with the gold rule, so to speak, and they were landowners and they owned the people were often treated as chattel, et cetera. And they either did what they were supposed to do or else. And sometimes the consequences could be fatal. Over time, that's changed, but people still had to survive, and they were still willing to do whatever they were told to do if they wanted to continue eating and having a roof over their head. To the credit of society, that has changed. We've looked at not only unions began to bring about some changes, and, of course, government has taken a lot of the union rules and regulations that were vital in changing some of that worker treatment over the years, and they've codified that into law. And the net result today is that we have a safety net that really does limit the consequences of the failure to be much of a high performer, if you will, on a job. But having said that, that doesn't mean that workers necessarily were treated any better or are treated any better today in many circumstances. And the reason that happens is because they've simply never learned what it takes to work with people. None of us accomplish anything in this life without learning that we have to accomplish whatever we do through other people. None of us is an island. And that's where leadership begins to start. When you look at how people get into leadership positions, the majority of them get into those positions in the wrong ways. They somebody that's promoted because of their technical competency or loyalty to the organization, and sometimes even because of the relationship with their bosses. And that can even include blood relationships, which is quite often that ugly day when you go to work and find out, oh, gee, my brother-in-law Tom is going to take over this department, and Tom has no idea what's going on. If you ask any expert whether those three methodologies actually convert, help them to be leaders, they will emphatically say no to that. So what we really have to do is take that leap of faith as a leader or wannabe leader and say, what is it? How can I make a change in what I'm doing here? And leadership, to give you my definition of it, and I like to keep it simple, is about the ability to challenge everybody that I work with to be the best that they can be, with the knowledge that for me to accomplish anything and the objectives and the shared vision that I have to have as a leader, I'm going to have to be able to do that through other people. And so that means that in order to do that, I've got to be able to bring the best out of them, and I have to understand what that means. What it means, simply put, and it's what we begin to do when we start looking for how do I break this paradigm. When I look at my daily schedule and say I can't get what I have to do done, and that frankly is the condition that I see most leaders that I know in today, certainly with a few exceptions. And the issues are that they've never been taught how to be a leader. We're really good in our higher institutions of teaching people how to the technical competencies, but what we don't focus on, even in the higher end programs, the MBAs, we focus on the real difficult ethical challenges and some of the things as being a leader that we're all going to get tested with, but we don't look at what's the foundation of being a leader, and that is about working with people. So what we really have to do is say, what does it take for me to be successful with other people and for them to have the desire and willingness to follow me? And that starts with being a good communicator. It starts with it also involves knowing how to serve others, and part of my job as a leader is to be able to help those that are working with me to be the best that they can be, if you will. It involves understanding how to help manage their performance, and you don't really manage people. What you manage is the activities, and that's what we're trying to do. It's about getting the right people in the right position. It's about understanding how to bring about changes in an organization, and nothing is more more pervasive today than almost an endless sea change that we're going through. It doesn't matter what we're doing, we're going to be doing it differently tomorrow. And so we have to understand how to strategize and plan and execute for our businesses. We have to know where we're going, what's our purpose for existence, and what is it that we have to do to continue to grow and develop. That's why some of these companies have been around for so many years and others come and go.
Well, Barney, I'll tell you what, you've given us a lot to chew on in terms of leadership and employees and management and approach and perspective on all of these challenges that are facing businesses today. And of course, that's where training and consulting comes in. And our listeners can learn more about Barney, what he does, and the company strategic management and what their services are on Barney Kramer's website, which is SMRA1.com. Barney, I want to thank you for imparting your wisdom with us today.
Thank you, Stacy. It's been a pleasure. I have a passion for leadership, and I just love being able to help our listeners.
Well, it shows. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.